Good morning. I would like to welcome you into the fellowship of Jesus Christ as we worship together on this Lord's Day. Although we may not be together physically, we are together in spirit, and we are in the presence of God, and we are joined by Jesus Christ. I pray that our time together will be blessed by God and filled with the Holy Spirit. I invite you to pray with me. Gracious God, we come before you this day giving thanks for your love. May our hearts be open to your will for us, and may we recognize your presence in our lives. Bind us together in spirit, lift up our hearts, and prepare us to worship you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Join me now in our call to worship. Living God, when the Spirit descended on Jesus at his baptism in Jordan's water, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. You anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter, verses 4 through 11. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey, and this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is God's word for God's people. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we thank you for your work in our lives. We are grateful for your love, your presence, and your constant care. In this time and always, we pray for the healthcare workers whom you send to care for us. We pray for those who suffer with the coronavirus and their loved ones. We pray for the speedy distribution of the vaccine. We pray for those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Fill us with your Spirit so that we may recognize and minister to the needs before us. And we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus Christ, the one who offers us hope of life in your presence, as we pray to you with words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The weeks after Christmas and prior to Ash Wednesday, we call the season of Epiphany. During this time, we focus on how God revealed himself to humans in the person of Jesus Christ. We progress from the celebration of the birth of the Christ child through the scriptural accounts of how Jesus was revealed to the people as the promised one of God. We move through this season in hope. Hope that our reflection will help us to recognize the presence of Jesus Christ, his presence in our lives and in those around us, so that we may better share Christ with the world in which we live. God's plan to reconcile his people to him is promised throughout the scriptures. We see his promise to Adam and Eve in the wake of disobedience, and to Noah before and after the great flood. We learn of his patience and power to save his people through Moses. We hear God's words of hope through his prophets. In the Gospel of Mark, the promise of God is further unfolding in the life of Jesus. John the Baptist, God's messenger that announced that the time of waiting and watching was about to be over, prepared the hearts of his people to receive the message of Jesus, the promised one coming from God. As the Gospel of Mark begins, Mark provides a vivid description of John the Baptist, which would identify him to those first hearers as a credible witness to the plan of God. His clothing, his diet, and his message would be a sign of the one who had dedicated his life to God's service. The scene Mark paints in verses 9 through 11 of the first chapter, as Jesus comes out of the water, is magnificent. Heaven opens up. The Spirit descends on him. God speaks, identifying Jesus as his beloved Son. What awesome words! All who saw and heard experienced the fulfillment of the promise of God. Who could doubt? God revealed Jesus as a Savior of the world to the people at the river on that day. He revealed that same message to us through his Holy Scriptures and through the witness of all of those who shared their faith with us. But God's revelation of Christ as Savior to us does not complete the mission. It must continue. We must share the good news, empowered by God, and with the same dedication as it was shared with us. I pray that God will fill us with his love and provide us with opportunities to share Christ as Savior to all the world. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God of grace and God of glory, we give you thanks for all of the ways you reveal yourself to us. Empower us to go into the world and to share the love you have shown us with others so that your will is done on earth. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.